7, 6, 5, oh boy. 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, let's do this. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And my, I figured something out. Yeah, real smart thing here. Yeah, I feel, What I figured out is that it's the drugs that are making me so wonky. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, that's not a discovery. People have known that drugs make you wonky for thousands of years. Yeah, but I'm not the brightest guy on the planet. And one of these medications that I take at night, you know, it's, the prescription says, you know, take it bedtime, right? Yeah, this stuff leaves a lasting sort of thing overnight. And when I wake up, I'm still kind of just, Yeah, but even though I'm, we still have to do some committee. No, don't we? Oh, yes, we do. So, what we're going to do today is a little synth. Do some synth business. And I'm trying to remember where we're at here. I'm looking at all these patch cables, and I'm looking at, you know, we probably shouldn't run the clock backward, or the switch backwards. We should run it forward so then we can switch between blah, 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 blah. Maybe I'll fix that at some point. Maybe I won't. All right, and where were we anyway? We were right about here. Doing it this way. We got the ghost talking at the same time as we got the other thing happening, so is it a matter of stopping it just right? And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, but didn't you put a reset thing on there for your switch? Na 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 na. Yeah. Can't be convinced it works now. Did I break it? That's weird. Something broke. Oh, I forgot to reset the thing. So, let's try this all again. And go. Yeah, see, it's not doing the right thing. We gotta separate this stuff a little bit better. So I'm gonna flip the switch to 4, meaning it's gonna go for 4 bars before repeating. This isn't gonna help because this doesn't help our reset, but at least it'll give us some space. We need some more space in here to put some other stuff in. Okay, now it's timed, right? Except not. That's correct. It should be going there too, but it's going at the... Okay, yeah, something's messed up, but we're just gonna run with it for now. Because we got other things to worry about. One of the other things we need to worry about is this. I can't decide if I like this or not. At first I thought I didn't. But first, obviously, when we were doing it, I thought it sounded good. But now that I'm hearing it, is this that great? We need to do something about this. But I don't know what. I'm not impressed. I'm failing to impress myself. Do we need more modulation? Or do we need to do more filter tricks? I don't know. Am I fully awake or am I still wonky? I don't know, because now I'm also remembering that, didn't I do something last night? Did I actually lay the track down, or... No, I didn't. I was thinking about maybe we need to do some other kind of fun thing. And I've got... Let's see, how did I set this up before? I was thinking, well, maybe we just need some cha-cha-chas or something, right? And so I was getting ready to do cha-cha-chas when suddenly I was making another arpeggio. And it kind of sounds like this. Wait, see, now we got weird gain staging problems. I need to be... We need to... This little arpeggio that I've made, I don't like. I feel like I don't know where to go from here. You know, I love that. And the bass line's passable. And the ghost voices are okay. Although we can't run the ghost voices all the time, because it really takes up a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for, spectrum, sound, bandwidth, because it's mostly noise. And so, where do we go from here? Well, obviously we need to do something about the drums. What do we need? What what do the drums need? Let's take a look at the drums real quick. We've got a lovely kick drum going. And that's great and all. But it's just four on the floor, and it is pretty boring. So, what do we do? What do we do? Claps? Do we need to do some hi-hat? Ghost symbol for our ghost voices. Maybe we just need to add some of that kind of thing. Put something on the backbeat and maybe we got something. Right? So, let's do that. Shall we? All right. So, let me put the microphone down here. And what are we doing? Okay, first we got to get out the glunky dunk. And let's go with the hi-hat. We'll go like this. So, except that open hi-hat's gonna fall on the kick. Let's just see how this all pans out. So this would go something like this. I don't know. Is that worth a damn? I really feel like it's not. Just doesn't really work for me either. What are we trying to do here? What if we were to boots and pants it, kind of? What if we did instead we do this? Add an extra one there. Take this out. Oops, I did the wrong one. Take out that one. And leave that one in there. Now it just sounds like Morse code. Is that gonna be worth a damn? Anything we really want to deal with? I don't know. Let's see what it sounds like by itself. Okay, not terrible. Not the worst thing I've ever heard. So, what does that sound like with everything else? I've got to wonder. Let's turn up all the parts again, or at least the relevant parts. And let's go. Thank you. got a little reverb on the squinchy bits. Okay, well, I don't hate it. Hey, we got it timed right. I figured out the problem. The problem is that this part is too repetitive because it's coming out of the sequencer. We've actually got pitch blasting into the thingy. Do we want this? Let's unplug this for a second. And bring it up so I can hear it. I kind of like that better. Except, you know, that's not... Okay, that's potentially something. I kind of like that a little bit better. And I was sort of manually bringing it in and out there. And I'm realizing that, you know, maybe we shouldn't have run the sequential switch backwards. Because now we can't use it for anything else. But if we run it the other way, we can alternate between this, that cool stuff, then there would be wind here, and then we could have it, that thing here. And when I say here, I mean in these various measures, in these bars. Wind, and then... Huh, I'm torn. And this is still boring. I mean, it sounds better. Okay. I got an idea. Let's drop a bug on the Spider-Man. And if you know that reference, give me a shout out. I got an idea. Let's drop a bug on the Spider-Man. Okay, let's go probabilistic. Let's do a thing here. Let's reduce the probability of some of these notes happening. And we're gonna start. Where are we gonna start? We'll drop this one down to about. Let's make it 60% or 55 is close enough. And we're just gonna get creative and mess some of this up just to see what happens. And I'm a little wonky today. A little super wonky. A little wonkier than normal. And that's cool. This is the way my life is now. Welcome to permanent brain freakouts. Okay. So, should we even bother trying to get this to reset? See, this reset trick doesn't work anymore. Do I need a little more voltage? Is that the deal? Do I need less voltage? Why does this not work now? Let's unpatch this. Just because this doesn't work now for some reason. I must have broken it somehow. And let's just run it and see what happens. We're way off, but who knows? Okay. Now we bring in the weirdness part. That doesn't sound any... Yeah. I have made a mistake. Okay, we gotta stop this. I did this on the wrong track. We got the pitch coming out of somewhere else. When I did the probability in the wrong place, so let's undo this. I know this is just absolutely thrilling to listen to. Oh, Tobe's undoing all of his mistakes. He must be some kind of mistake genius. All right, now let's kind of go back to what we were doing. I'm going to reduce the probability of a bunch of these notes from happening. And we're just going to kind of get it back the way it sort of I had it, which was Scrooby, which is only slightly different than Wonky. And we're going to take this one down to about 65%. Okay. Now let's try this again. Okay, here we go with the new probability. Not working for me. You know, maybe, just maybe, hey, my cat just walked in and jumped up onto the kitty condo, looking out the window. This isn't the problem. What we need to do is... What we need to do is mess with the filter more. We need better modulation on the filter. Okay, that's cool, but it's not that great. Okay. Let's take the frequency of the filter dot back to where it was. And let's LFO the resonance. Hey, it gives us a chirp in there. Alright, what if we put it on a longer LFO? Okay. That's sufficiently weird. We have other options, though. Set up the sequential switch a better way. Then we can let some other signals come out and play. The filter modulation is not super great, and I'm using the function generator for that. And maybe we could just change up this thing. Maybe we should be messing that up with some different VCA modulation. But what? See, if we use the super modulator, which we are, but if we just change this up, we can time it better so it's not going all the time. That's an idea. We're running out of time. I might have to do this off camera, off radio, off mic, and mess with this afternoon. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, as a show that airs every single day at the rate 1930, blah, 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 end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yeah? Thank you.
We'll be right back.